This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, there's an official narrative out there now, and I have dared to reject it. It's the official approved narrative, parroted by the regime media about the weird stuff that went down at Casa de Pelosi the other night. There's only one possible explanation, according to experts, licensed journalists, and our betters. An underwear-clad MAGA assassin from a hippie commune in Berkeley, who's best known for his nudist activism, broke into the oddly unguarded mansion of the Speaker of the House, a wealthy woman who has her police force and has not been shy about expanding all the perilous peril she faces from murderous insurrectionists, carrying a hammer, and encountered the wide-awake Paul Pelosi, also in his skivvies, who the intruder then let go off and called the cops, wherein Mr. Pelosi referred to the guy as his friend. And so, you know, to me it's pretty clear that this is just one more Trump-inspired attack on our democracy. And to fail to accept this wholeheartedly is to be a conspiracy theorist who is blaming the victim and doing Putin's bidding. And, of course, it's also racist. And that's certainly one way to look at it. Perhaps a guy walking through San Francisco in his Fruit of the Looms with a hammer in his hand at 2 a.m. might not draw a lot of attention, but a lot of things at first blush don't seem to quite add up. And I don't know about you, but I have a few questions, some of which could be quickly answered with a House Oversight Committee deposing Paul Pelosi once he recovers, and just to be sure, sending a subpoena to Grindr. An official investigation? Yes, please. This is a serious matter, we're being told. After all, the regime media and Democrats like Ilhan Omar are out there making charges like a far-right white nationalist tried to assassinate the Speaker of the House and almost killed her husband a year after violent insurrectionists tried to find her and kill her in the Capitol. And the Republican Party's response is to either ignore it or belittle it. Gosh, heck, our democracy is at stake. So the incoming Republican majority must get to the bottom of this alleged act of political violence. I somehow think that the Democrats will be reluctant to help, though Speaker McCarthy should not let any Democrats on the panel in the first place as payback for the January 6th Kangaroo Committee. But why not investigate? Because these are serious charges, albeit from unserious people. Omar, a commie ingrate whose stupidity is exceeded only by her dishonesty, could not resist trying to leverage some cheap advantage from this grody scenario, but she should have passed on strategic, if not moral, grounds. By trying to place the blame for this on us, she triggered the Streisand effect just when Democrats least needed to be associated with even more weird nonsense than they are already. Blaming Republicans for what appears to be what appears to many people to be a sex tryst gone sour guarantees the wrongly accused, us, are going to hammer the Democrats unmercifully about it. This whole miscalculation is a manifestation of the problems that come from being trapped in a blue echo chamber. The reality of the red wave is sort of seeping in, which upsets the progressives, and then this happens, and suddenly they all decide that a smart play idea is to paint this as proof that the Republicans are trying to murder them. And everyone around them agrees that this is a super smart take that will change their ballot box fortunes, not realizing that normal people are going to hear the story of two guys in their briefs late at night and think, no. Smart play would have been to say nothing. Period. The simple fact of the matter is this. We're not trying to kill them. We're not. Trying to kill a progressive, if a progressive comes at me and puts me into a self-defense situation, okay, that's one thing. It's quite another thing. And plus, I'm not going to be sitting there going, hey, what's your political persuasion? They all become the same political persuasion in that moment. They're all a threat. They belong to the threat party. So, when the threat party comes at me, I come back at them. Now, on the other hand, the commoner garden progressive out there that, you know, wants to ruin our lives and kill us and all the other stuff they want us to do and be and all these other things, no. Not actually out there trying to kill them at the moment. As we have a nice little weather alert. No, they had to try to hang this incident around our necks. Smart play would have been to say nothing. Pass it off as some random transient breaking into the Pelosi pad. A lot of people would buy that, even if the lack of security seems odd. It seems very odd. I have cameras. I've got surveillance cameras. And then you move on to the other things, and this gets forgotten, and Nancy quietly places Paul Pelosi into Sunny Acres, so he stops embarrassing her with his sordid antics, but no. They had to try this, to hang this around our neck. And they're so used to having the assistance of social media and hiding unapproved narratives, like the demonstrably true Hunter Biden laptop revelation, that they assume no one would be able to raise any questions about their big lie. Except for not only did Elon Musk buy Twitter, but he also pushed back when Pantsuit, herself a seasoned pro at cleaning up the sexual shenanigans of her hornier half, joined the MAGA People Did It chorus. And right now, the regime media is in full effect, acting as janitors for their political masters in the Democrat Party. And according to these hacks, the refusal to believe the ridiculous idea that this was some sort of Republican-inspired attack is misinformation and a conspiracy theory, which is a neat trick, since it involves not believing something. And we're also informed that refusing to accept this ridiculous official story is also celebrating the attack. You're making fun of the attack unless you sit there and allow yourself to be slandered. And I'm not playing that. A lot of Republicans early on responded kindly and with horror at Pelosi's serious injuries while decrying violence of any kind, and this was in stark contrast to either the total Democratic blackout regarding condolences and repudiations of violence, like when the Democrat ran over the Republican young man in North Dakota, when the Marco Rubio canvasser was attacked in Florida, or the Libs' giddy celebration at the attack of Rand Paul. One of the Paul celebrants was Cheryl Pelosi, who tweeted, "Rand Paul's neighbor was right." And what do Republicans get back for their charity and class regarding the assault? They got the big lie that they were responsible for it. And now they're crying because we refuse to hang our collective conservative head in shame for what the evidence appears to show was an unhappy consequence of Paul Pelosi's personal lifestyle choice. His actions were his business right up until the moment his wife's pals and their pet regime media decided to blame us for them. The ruling caste is hard at work trying to force us to sit there and take their abuse without any sort of complaint. They'll call us names, but we don't care what they say, and if they don't want us pushing back, maybe the smart play would be to not push us first. See, Mr. Pelosi is, everybody needs to sit back and say to themselves, guys tussling around in their undies at O-Dark 30 does not usually just sort of happen. Just my thought. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Thank you.
21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Now back to this Paul Pelosi / David DePape story. Watching the left-wing narrative build up, and I'm now witnessing the collapse to it, all while the facts on the ground remain bizarre and unexplained. But what is inescapable about what happened, as Michael Schellenberger explains, is that DePape is the high end of California's ideologically radical climate, combined with the drug abuse that the West Coast tolerates and even encourages. Now, first, the bizarre and inexplicable fact. Nancy Pelosi is third in line for the presidency, yet we're being asked to believe that her house in the super she neighborhood had no 24-hour federal or city security. It also appears that Paul slipped into the bathroom to call police, which implies that whatever else DePape was doing, he gave Paul freedom of movement, which very rarely happens in an attack. Then there's also this third person who voluntarily opened the door to the police. And then there's two other apparent facts. The two men were struggling over a hammer, so we don't know who had it first. We do know, though, that the police witnessed DePape's attack, Pelosi, at which time they intervened. I've read, too, although I cannot find a link, that DePape had injuries even more serious than Pelosi's. It remains a mystery whether he received them from Pelosi or the police. Now, both sides have their theories. Democrats instantly blamed right-wing rhetoric, Donald Trump, and the January 6th insurrection. And to help promote this theory, they pointed to two websites filled with tropes about censorship, Big Brother, and pedophiles, along with anti-Semitism and a call for violence. So in other words, these sites perfectly embodied leftist stereotyping about conservatives. Both sites were fakes also. Meanwhile, based on emails, conservatives have been wondering whether Paul might have been partying in Nancy's absence, including gay partying, a theory that aligns with long-standing rumors that Paul is gay. Others speculated that bagged actors, recognizing that DePape was crazy, weaponized him by feeding his madness to accord with stereotypes about the far right, and then pointed him at Nancy's house. That's a pretty tall one right there. That's sort of like saying, I'm going to light this firecracker and throw it in that general direction. It's going to explode precisely where I want it. Frankly, though, I don't know whether anyone needed to weaponize DePape. Michael Schellenberger points out that DePape lived in a world of crazy that seemed to have ties primarily to leftist conspiracy theories, along with a few recently added conservative theories. Some of his mental debilities seem organic, but much of it is apparently related to chronic drug use. And we get this. Neighbors described DePape as a homeless addict with a politics that was until recently left-wing, but of secondary importance to his psychotic and paranoid behavior. Not all of the news media missed DePape's history of drug use, psychosis, and homelessness. CNN reported that a woman named Laura Hayes, who said she worked with DePape 10 years ago making hemp bracelets, said he had been living in a storage shed. He talks to angels, she said, and he told her that there will be a hard time coming. Another woman, Linda Schneider, told CNN and Bay Area NBC TV affiliate KRON4 that she got to know DePape around 2014 and that he was still homeless, living in a storage unit and using hard drugs. He was likely a mindless follower of something he saw on social media because I don't think he had the courage to be part of any political or terrorist group. His drug use began again, and he went off his rocker. David DePape is not a microcosm of the political psychosis gripping America in general. Rather, he's a microcosm of the drug-induced psychosis gripping the West Coast in particular. Speaking of the West Coast, going into Oregon, some cities in Oregon, the most obvious thing was that wherever you went, the air is redolent of marijuana, which is legal up and down the West Coast. And we know that in pot-legal states, people are using marijuana at unprecedented rates and THC strength and at much younger ages. Alex Berenson compellingly argues that the facts are incontestable. Marijuana is a gateway to harder drugs, and it literally makes people crazy. And DePape is Exhibit A for the results flowing from West Coast's passive and active support for marijuana and harder drugs. As for politics, well, you know, he's crazy. And crazy people don't have politics. They reflect the zeitgeist. In the pre-modern era, they thought that they were witches or devils. After World War II, they thought they were communing with Martians or had been abducted by space aliens. And in the internet age, with madness flowing from the heart of the Democrat Party and the far fringes of a conservative movement, the crazy ones embrace it all. The important part to remember here, though, is that they're crazy. And leftist policy helped drive society into the crazy being an acceptable thing. I've got all these sound effects coming over this box today. I do not understand this at all. Sometimes it's connected to my phone. What have I got going on? Oh. Okay. All kinds of alerts and everything else. Let's see if we can get rid of that just for... while we're thinking out loud. Yep, that's what I thought. Now we'll just... yeah, there you go. Won't happen no more. My apologies for that. Going back to Mr. DePoppy and whatever his particular madness might be, it doesn't matter. You can't assign blame for this kind of thing. Now, the only thing about the narrative that I wonder about is how he came to be in there and why was Paul Pelosi able to move about his house without being hammered constantly with a hammer if he was under attack? And why were they wrestling for one hammer? That's, you know, did DePoppy go all the way to the Pelosi house in his underwear? How long of a walk was that? I mean, if he's homeless, does he have a car? A lot of things that haven't been answered yet. Of course, they're trying to hang this on the right side, and of course they're trying to do it because we're going to stomp them into the mud very, very shortly. Politically, anyway. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Federal charges are being filed against a man accused of attacking House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband. The Department of Justice announcing that David DePoppy is being charged with attempted kidnapping and assault. DePoppy allegedly attacked Paul Pelosi on Friday with a hammer at his home in San Francisco. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke with China's foreign minister and state counselor Sunday. State Department spokesman Ned Price is confirming the conflict between Russia and Ukraine came up in the conversation.
Secretary Blinken, for his part, thought it was important to raise once again Russia's continued war against Ukraine and the threat it poses to global peace and economic stability and prosperity.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. One of the problems with the one-party control is that sometimes that one party tends to, with no checks and balance, they have no restraint. So, in several of America's largest cities, including Chicago, Philadelphia, and Washington, D.C., crime has been on the rise. And in several polls, Americans have indicated that they trust Republicans to handle the issue of crime better than Democrats, because Democrats are constantly lobbying for gun control, for you, for the law-abiding, which impact crime not at all, and they're also known to be soft on crime, which is absolutely the case, always the case. Now, with the midterms, what, 8 days away now? A new poll asked people if local crime has increased in their community, and the majority has answered yes. In a Gallup poll released Friday, 56% of Americans said there was more local crime in their community compared to 1 year ago. And this is the highest figure in the survey for this question since Gallup began asking it 50 years ago. Public perception of, and this is the hard thing to get past, the perception. Public perception of crime on the national level also saw an uptick. And the increase in crime that the perception is noticing edged up since last year, as 78% say there's now more crime in the U.S. This is tied with the 2020 measure. And the record high was 89% in 1992 when crime rates soared in the United States. It's not necessarily about perception. It's just about what the press tries to keep from you. That's always what it's about. Now, these results were compiled from October 3rd to October the 20th. The lowest point for both trends was recorded post 9/11, according to Gallup. And low points for both trends were recorded in 2001 after the 9/11 terrorist attacks in the U.S. This resulted in a rally effect among us, and the large loss of life at the hands of terrorists overshadowed perceptions of local and national crime. During George W. Bush and Bill Clinton's presidencies, both parties held similar views on crime. Now, 73% of Republicans say crime in their area has risen, while only 42% of Democrats say the same. Worries about children's safety in schools has increased by 13 points to 47%. Fear of being sexually assaulted has risen to 29%, up from 21% last year. Fear of getting murdered has risen to 29%, up from 22%. Going into the midterms, Gallup noted that inflation is a top issue for voters, but crime is at the forefront of many state and local elections as well. Although this election has a regular salad bar of issues weighing on voters' minds this year, as the U.S. continues to suffer from high inflation, the economy is also playing a central role in the campaign, yet crime is also front and center in many campaigns around the country as candidates debate high crime rates, gun policy, bail reform, and policing. Although crime is not one of the top issues Americans cite as the most important problem in the U.S., the belief that crime in their local area has risen in the past year has hit a new high in the Gallup trend. Now, what's interesting about this is that this always has an impact that most people don't even notice. And that's because in these areas where crime is ticking up, you still have police. Now, in a lot of cases, the police have been defunded, demoralized. They've been hogtied, or, you know, they may suffer from the bad apple-itis that seems to afflict some departments. Whatever it is, they're the ones that are actually the ones that feel the first impact. And law enforcement officials are now sounding the alarm on heightened crime throughout the country, warning about the dangerous implication of police department shortages and rising crime rates among citizens. The National Police Association spokesperson, Sergeant Betsy Brantner Smith, told Fox News that since 2020, there has been an unsettling amount of officer resignations, up 18%, and retirements, up 45%, making it difficult to protect the streets. And who blames them? It has become the most thankless profession in the United States today. Smith said, "We can't get new people to this profession because law enforcement has been lied about. We've been vilified, so we're heading into a crisis, or we're actually in a crisis now." She also said the police departments in at least 11 cities, including New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, Philadelphia, and Seattle, are severely understaffed, making it extremely unsafe for people. LAPD Detective Jamie McBride warned that Los Angeles is like a walking crime scene. "It's not safe here. I've been telling people for over a year, do not come to Los Angeles. We cannot keep you safe." Adding that every day is living in a movie set between the movie Purge, with all the violence, crimes, and murders, and The Walking Dead, because you got all these people that are on drugs in the homeless tents. He continued to say that the city's crime rates stem back to the Democrats' 2020 defund the police movement and the left's soft on crime policies. "It doesn't matter where in L.A. because nobody goes to jail. Problem is that you go back to 2020 and the defund the police movement." Additionally, law enforcement officials said that the officers no longer want to be on duty because they put their life on the line every day to protect people, but then woke leftist leaders let criminals out the second they're booked. They said that it is not the people who want to defund the police, but the politicians. Well, of course it is, because they're giving in to a special interest. But here's the thing. This is the thing. In all of these places where this is really the most predominant, they're still fighting back or pushing back against the defund the police movement and gun control. Now, this would not be the same in an area where shall issue was fully embraced. That's just a fact. A simple fact. Because the specter of an armed citizen perforating some perpetrator does weigh heavy on some people's minds. Maybe not Mr. DePape, but definitely anybody else who isn't crazy and drug-induced crazy or one of the walking dead. But as this all goes along, the police have never been able to protect you, no matter how, whether you got a full force or not. But one of the things that will happen is that because this is happening in these big cities, in these population centers, in these media centers, crime will still continue to be reported, and the perception will continue to rise. So, this is one of these circumstances where we look at the blue policy, and we can honestly say to ourselves that the blue policy has backfired on them because this has created something they can't control. And in Los Angeles, and I harp on this constantly, I say this way so many times, so many more times than I should. When you got the, you know, the old money of Beverly Hills sitting out there either buying guns or hiring private security or something, you have lost control of the script. You've lost control of the production. It is no longer something that you can maintain. And they, you know, in the end, there's going to be some sort of a equal but opposite reaction. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gasses 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Wave supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Wave and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now, I'm going to, and some of you have already figured this out. Preppers especially have figured this out. The economy is a gun issue. It's a freedom issue. It's a liberty issue. Why is it a gun issue? Well, in the event that the economy crashes, these weapons are going to play a pivotal part in maintaining order in localities. Because if society does crash, there's going to be no police. At least temporarily, there's not going to be any sort of civil authority. So it's going to come down to the citizenry to figure out a way to work through this together. And it will be gun owners that will have play a very pivotal part because they will be the ones maintaining order. Now, why is this important? During a briefing at the White House this past week, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre was asked whether President Joe Biden plans to shake up his economic team after the 2022 midterm elections. The question, as it was put, given you know, polls show that voters at this point, the primary concern heading into the midterms is inflation and the economy. By a 2-to-1 margin, voters trust Republicans more than Democrats to handle the economy. I wonder, given this sort of majority sentiment of voters, is the president considering making any changes to his economic team after the midterms? This is a reporter's question. Jean-Pierre, she responded, no. That was quite telling and confirmed the Biden tanking of the American economy is calculated and deliberate. And once again, I take you back to Cloward and Piven. Now, Cloward and Piven, what it was, Cloward and Piven were two professors at some college, and they had this idea about how to bring about socialism or communism. And that would be to crash economically the system as it existed at the day. So what they did was they went to everybody in New York City that technically qualified for welfare and got them to sign up for welfare. And in about a year's time, New York was bankrupt. This happened in 71, I think. And that theory worked, although it didn't work because it was local. It was in a city. But they proved that, you know, with a concerted effort, you can crash an economy on scale. Okay. Or at least the governmental part of the economy. Right? So, Cloud and Piven was meant to take on scale the national economy and crash it to the point where all of us are sitting around desperate with no critical thinking skill whatsoever. And then we're all looking, oh no, I can't afford to buy bread or still Artois beer or any of the things that make my life happy and full. What government, what will you do for me? Are there any handouts for me? Are there any stimulus checks for me? Because I can't afford it otherwise. And then we all fall under the spell of government is our daddy. And then when government fully assumes being our daddy, we all sit back all happy and fat like they do in that movie WALL-E when they're big Barca loungers with all of the holographic doodads on it. Nowadays, personnel is policy, and Biden has installed people in positions throughout the federal government to radically change the government, or the country, rather. He stacked his Council of Economic Advisors with three labor economists whose focus is on workers, not just markets. Bernstein, who was most recently senior fellow at the left-leaning Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. Heather Boucher, a founder of the Washington Center for Equitable Growth, which focuses on inequality. And Cecilia Rouse, who left her post as a dean at Princeton to serve in the administration. This is the team pushing Biden not to kowtow to fear-mongering about deficits and inflation. This was gleefully reported by the New Republic in May of 2021, before things were really hitting critical mass. And one look at this Council of Economic Advisors tells the story. It's packed full of socialists who have worked their entire career to tear down the current American system. Now, of course, you're not supposed to do anything about that when it all comes crashing down. After all, they believe that capitalism is irredeemable and therefore must be ripped out and replaced with a system that fits their vision for the future of the country. And their vision is a bunch of serfs. You get to exist on this. We'll make sure everything's taken care of. No, you don't get to take out loans. No, you don't get to have credit cards. No, you don't get to own property. See, on the one hand, the thing that they lure you in with is we're going to take care of everything. Don't worry. No problems at all. The thing that they don't tell you is you're not going to have any freedom of movement, thought. You're not going to be able to own property. You're not going to be able to do this or that. And, you know, when you get murdered in your house, so what? Because, you know, you were just, that's just somebody else off the dole. Now, part of this agenda was slowed down when the Senate voted down Biden's nominee to become the comptroller of the currency at the Treasury Department. Saleh Omarova was blocked for her rabid anti-free market communist proposals and belief in total control of the currency by the federal government. imagine what it would be like instead of just a public option for deposit banking. This would be actually the full transition. So in other words, there would be no more private bank deposit accounts, and all of the deposit accounts would be held directly at the Fed. This is something she espoused during an online forum. How is it politically feasible for the central bank to take money away from people's accounts? Banking is just one area that Omarova had her sights on. She also wanted to bankrupt the oil companies under the guise of climate change and in the pursuit of government control. She said, with certain industries and firms that are in transitioning. And here, what I'm thinking about is primarily the coal industry and oil and gas industry. A lot of the smaller players in that industry are going to probably go bankrupt in short order, and at least we want them to go bankrupt if we want to tackle climate change. And this is exactly what Biden is doing with a forced transition to alternative energy, which is not going to work. It's not going to work. Despite her failed nomination, her ideology persists as policy inside the Biden administration, but it's not going to work. We're going to watch a lot of things happen. In Europe, and I have lived in Europe, and in Europe, as technology increased, they were able to take these beautiful old buildings and renovate them on the inside. The outside had all of that beautiful old architecture, but on the inside, these were modern buildings. And because of climate control within the buildings and insulation, all these other things, these buildings were able to exist in a dry state. because most of Europe is moist. It is a moderate zone. They have a lot of rain. I mean, springtime, a heat wave when I was there. I know that it's changed a little bit because time has changed and the climate does change. It's not changing because of us, but it's just changing because it changes. A heat wave was 70 degrees back then. Spring looked like fall here. And this winter, when it's damp and cold and mold begins to build in these houses, people are going to be saddled with lifelong maladies. And this transition that they want to, you know, that they want to force upon us, that they gleefully, you know, Jennifer Granholm, the energy secretary, if you drive an electric car, this would not be affecting you. That's what she said about the gas shortage. So, yeah, they're trying to crash this system. They're trying to fly it into the mountain, if you will. And it will have the same effects as flying a plane into the mountain. Because heating costs money. Climate control costs money. Climate control is where we have beat the environment as far as being able to survive within it. And they want that to go. They want that to go. They've been draining the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. They have no plans to refill that. That's great that that's going away. We'll just burn it up while we're going. And it'll look good. It'll look good in the metrics and the optics and all the other icks that they're concerned about. Hour number three is inbound. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.